The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
There was some peanut butter hack too, where you spin the jar on the floor and then...
What? Spin the jar on the floor.
Bear with me.
And then you kiss the person that it points to when it's
Yes.
Peanut butter spin the bottle. So I mean, Chuck play all the time.
Spin the peanut butter.
Well, you put the peanut butter somewhere.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
God, yeah.
You put the peanut butter wherever
it's
lands.
For, I guess, people complain that they, you know, getting the last bits of peanut butter out or suck, you know, and it's stuck around the sides or whatever. So if you spin the peanut butter around on the floor, it brings it all back up to the top.
Like, how violently am I spinning? Because it's not really...
I need, like, a centrifuge.
Yeah. No,
like a robotic thing to do
Okay, here's a kid doing it here. He's got his jar of Jif, and it's all down at the bottom.
It looks very oily, but yep.
So he takes it, and he just spins it around on the floor a couple times there. Two, three.
If this works, I'm going to be livid.
Four, five... Six. Okay, he's still spinning.
That's it. I'm going to get a centrifuge. But
yeah.
All right.
Do you know
where
I can get
one? Okay, we're done. How many times is this going to sing around?
Might as well put it in one of those NASA things.
What's going to happen? It's going to, you know, it's going to like for part two. Coming up in 2 seconds.
It's like for part two.
Like for part two.
The great peanut butter cliffhanger.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here he goes. There he goes. Now he's opening it up. Here's his peanut butter reveal. And
is he worried that it's all over the lid?
Boom, there you go.
What the hell?
Shenanigans. I'm calling shenanigans. It's
all, that's a full thing, right? That's got to be a full
no,
thing.
No, he showed you it.
Listen,
okay. That is not
there
really
is no switch.
The problem is Dave has not dealt with peanut butter, so he doesn't really know that it's like a paste.
It's so thick. There's
it's
no
so
way that's
thick.
Happening.
It's not.
Guys, I've watched like
that.
A bunch of different people do
these
this.
Cans are
okay,
modified.
Look. Right? So that's like half full.
Don't you feel like they put oil or something?
There's something in there. Because my peanut butter is so much thicker.
Yeah, mine too.
The broads from the Today Show did it, and it worked even for them. So it's not a trick. It's just you spin it around, and the peanut butter moves forward in the jar, so it's right at the top when you need it.
But it's got to move forward and backwards, right? Like, so it's got to be at the very bottom and at the very top. I think it's probably an illusion of how much is actually at the top.
You couldn't do it with, like,
because it's
the little speckles on the side.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's got to be like a full.
No, the first
butter.
One was quarter full. You guys saw it yourself. No. What are you guys calling BS
it's
on this?
Quarter full of peanut butter.
Okay, look here we go. Here's another reveal. See?
There's got to be a lot of peanut butter in there still.
That one didn't work out so great.
I'm skeptical, but hopeful.
Yeah, but hopeful.
Skeptical, but hopeful.
And to be honest, you just...
I hate that you can't fast forward a TikTok, though.
Yeah.
You just throw it away.
No, you need
to... You put your fingers in there.
No,
it's great.
It's not even worth it. It's not worth it.
I
always have like five peanut butters going on.
I eat it with a spoon like it's pudding. So
oh, really?
I'm going to get a spoon in there.
Well, that's the last weapon of choice if it's down to the nitty gritty.
No, that's my weapon of choice.
If I got to get my hands all full of peanut butter, I have to evaluate it. I evaluate it. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Let's just throw this away. I got three other full jars right there. I'm never going to get to them.
It's not worth the last little...
You don't... It's really... You have to... I don't know if it's just getting older. I'm like... There are some things that are just not worth it.
I'm mesmerized by these videos. I'm just watching peanut butter spin around.
That didn't work at all.
Can't believe Chuck leaves all that peanut butter behind, man.
No, I do a good job, but I mean, it's not... worth like scraping every ounce off.
You don't get like a spatula, like a rubber scraper.
No,
it's hardly even turning it.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. She's like, of course, it doesn't work because you barely turned it, you fool.
Yeah.
The only one that I think was a success was the very first one, which I think was shenanigans because that peanut butter was way too thin.
Oh, yeah. Like thick. It looked like they had oil in it.
Yeah.
I love the line, peanut butter cliffhanger. James.
That's what that TikTok was. Because that's how they do it. They'll give you a big cliffhanger, like for number two.
You know what's going to happen is one day I'm going to get peanut butter. It's going to be almost gone. I'm going to be like, remember the chains. And then I'm going to spin it and the lid's going to fly off and peanut butter's going to shoot out or something.
I think the lid could fly right off and nothing would happen.
I kind of feel that way. Like it's a... Yeah, it's like cement.
It didn't work at all.
All right, I'm telling you, though, I've seen many, many videos where it worked, but you just have to spin it hard. A little dainty spin's not going to do it.
The thing that you don't realize is that kids are so good at, number one, doing like a bait and switch on things by, you know, like the one guy's like spinning it and spinning it and spinning it, kept going off camera. Like he'd spin it and be like, it'd go off camera. At any point, he could have grabbed another one that was sitting right off camera.
You're so skeptical. It worked. You just have to spin it best.
Dave said that the broads from the whatever.
They just did it and it didn't work. I just saw Hoda Hoda whatever. The broads from the Today Show did it. So it's fact. Guy's never had peanut butter in his life.
Is Dave on over-the-counter drugs right now? Is he seeing things?
Oh, my God.
You guys, it works.
It doesn't work.
You take a Benadryl?
All right, fine. I took nothing. I don't know if it works. I have faith.
I have no idea.
This person's at least spinning the living crap out of it.
But that's what you have to do. You give it a...
Is it worth it? Is sitting on the floor and spinning a peanut butter 1,000 times...
If it saves you a buck?
No, it's not worth it.
It doesn't even save you 10 cents, maybe, if you're lucky.
I feel like...
This is real sad, actually. We're just...
Oh, it's so dumb.
All right, let's see. She did it. Let's take a look.
Damn. She's so excited.
Yeah. It works, you guys.
What brand is that?
Editing.
That was Reese's. Looks like Reese's brand.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if... you got to figure out if it's good with Crunchy. What do you know?
Crunchy, it seems like it'd be hard.
I don't think
Crunchy is almost like a paper mache paste.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> That'll cut everybody up. It'll be like shrapnel.
Anyway, I'm telling you, it works. So try it at home. And if you have stuff at the bottom of the jar, you keep spinning it. It'll come to the top and you can
just sit there all day. Just sit there all day and spin it for a while.
Yeah.
On a related note, they say I have 2 more sessions and I'll be able to have peanut butter for the first time in my life.
That's awesome.
Oh, good.
Well, you're going to be spinning it right away.
I'll be
Brad, so excited. Peanut butter spins, Dave.
I'm hesitantly excited. Because I feel like it's going to be the greatest thing in the world, and I hope it doesn't let me down.
Yeah. So the first time you try it, you're going to have like an EMT on site just to make sure you're...
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'm scared for the first time he tries it. Like,
I don't think standard peanut butter is the way to begin.
No, I don't think so either. And also, we spent all these years building up peanut butter. Like, we didn't have the opportunity to have a buildup for all these years.
Right.
We just were like children, and it was introduced, and we're like, oh my God, we love it.
Mm.
Do you have peanut butter envy, Lisa?
Huh?
You have peanut butter envy?
No, she's worried that it's like too big. Like I've blown it up to be like this incredible thing.
Yeah,
like
think about
it may not be as good. Okay.
His whole life it's been hyped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've thought of something for 40 years.
I mean, I love it. I'm a huge peanut butter fan.
It's delicious. Yeah. I mean, nobody will argue that. It's goddamn delicious.
But if all you've heard your whole life is it's delicious, but you think, oh, God, it'll kill me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're able to try it.
It's not going to make
There's a chance it's a huge letdown.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it can be, though.
I think
it's almost like when I tried a Cheddar Bay biscuit. After you guys had really hyped it up, like you guys go on and on about those Cheddar Bay biscuits. I tried one. I was like,
you don't like them?
It's okay.
Oh, I like them.
I was like, I was ready to just be absolutely blown over, and I was like, it's just okay.
She gave you like the Joker look.
Sorry.
It's just okay?
Yeah, it's just okay. Wasn't that great?
What's wrong with you?
I'm telling you. Just okay, guys. If you've waited too long to try it, it's just okay.
I don't think so. I was an adult when I had one, and it was amazing.
Did you try
a young adult
at the restaurant?
No, I tried the box.
Well, that's why. They're good at the box mix, but you got to try the real thing.
Yeah, the box mix is not bad.
I'm never going in the real place.
The box thing is good, but the real thing.
No,
the real thing is better.
You smell delicious fried foods.
The thing is, I love them, but I literally had to eat them to live.
Exactly.
I worked at Red Lobster. I was trying to do radio.
Well, that's not a bad thing, eating them to live.
They were free because I would steal them from work.
Yeah.
But then I gained like 155
pounds. Well, that's the pure bread, you know? Yeah.
Bread and cheese? Is that bad? That's a can't be bad.
My calorie intake is fine, even though I make $4 an hour.
They say more carbs each day.
It's got that Cheddar Bay belly.
Yeah. His whole body's built on Cheddar Bay.
But I didn't mind the box. But yeah, I agree with James. You got to go to the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I just,
whatever,
when I tried it, I was like, yeah, it's just.
Like, Jack said he didn't like Cheddar Bay biscuits. Lisa went,
she was not.
She almost got up and threw water in his face.
Yeah, she did. She almost took a glove off and slapped me across her face.
Where'd you get that glove?
She was like, you silly.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say they didn't like them. Who made them? Was it? Did you make them?
No, they were at home. Yeah, I think it was. I think Patty had made them.
She made some. She put some good cheese in there, and she didn't try and make it healthy or anything. Because I know.
No. It was whatever. I think it was all self-contained. I think it was self-contained. I honestly don't. I didn't have any part of it. I just didn't think it was that great.
All right. He listened to each their own.
Yeah.
All right.
But we don't.
I mean, I love them. I love those things.
I'm just saying, if people hype it up too much to you, then I guess even if maybe if no one hyped it up, I would have eaten one and been like, whoa, this is good.
Yeah.
No, like I might have been like, wow, this is good.
I mean, either
this
you like
good.
It or you don't. It's
but
either good
I
or not.
I expected to have like to take a bite and like almost. Finale.
That's how much it was built up. I was like ready. I was like, okay, I got a fresh pair on. I'm gonna take a bite.
Jesus.
All right.
I did finale.
Way too much.
God damn it.
So if Dave expects a finale when he tries peanut butter,
I expect
a
finale when I try a peanut butter cup. I literally think
You're gonna be let down.
You think it'll
I
be
just
let
had
down?
A peanut butter cup yesterday, and oh my god. Are you kidding me?
You know what I really want, and I've wanted my whole life, well, as long as they've been around, Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin.
Oh, the pumpkin. Oh. Just the pumpkin.
Just
one.
Like, it looks so delicious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of peanut butter in those. I like the higher amount of peanut butter in the holiday Reese's.
So this is what, if this is successful, which they say, you know, they're pretty confident.
You got this close before. This is the only thing I'm worried about.
Then I stopped.
Yeah, I know, but I thought they were like, there was a time when they were like, hey, man, you're going to be good. And then you went and they were like, oh, you know what, dude, you're not quite there. And it like had to. And then all of a sudden you stopped.
I'm keeping the faith. This is what we said. And I want to put them in order for when I do, when I can, when we have Nut Week 2.0. Please, dear God, let it happen. Like I have peanut butter. Mm-hmm. We said one thing I should try is just peanuts. Honey roasted peanuts and beer nuts. That would be like one day. Like just nuts.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start, I bet.
Yeah.
That's number one.
See what you're in for, kind of.
Yeah.
So just peanuts?
Like one of the first day.
Like planters?
That's what you guys had said. When we
and then like,
this.
Hold on.
Gotta do the planters, right? And salty.
Yeah.
Like that's the best.
Yeah, roasted. You gotta do that. But then I think he has to do like baseball style. Crack them out of the shell.
And I really want to try beer nuts. I really do.
Your nuts are just...
Yeah, I'm with them on that.
They look good.
They've always looked good.
They're just okay.
I want to try them. I prefer honey roasted.
Oh, honey roasted.
Yeah, that's on my list. Peanuts, regular peanuts, honey roasted peanuts, and beer nuts.
Beer nuts are on my list.
Then we
chocolate
said,
covered peanuts is probably a better...
Oh, like what are those called? Like
Glossettes or whatever.
Goobers.
And, goobers.
I love a goober.
Oh,
goobers.
At least you should do the commercial for them.
She should. That's their new.
That's their new slogan.
Woo!
Goobers!
When I said goobers, and she reacted like that, I thought I just won a prize.
No,
I was like, "Whoa! Is that the word of the day?"
Yeah.
I love those.
Okay, so day one is that. Day two, we said just peanut butter. I'm just actually going to try peanut butter for the first time
like
in my life. Like on a spoon.
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like you need
butter.
It's all about the vessel. It's all about the vessel, right?
Day
you need to put it on toast.
Day three, we said PB&J. That was day three. Yeah. Day four, we said peanut candy bar, Snickers, Payday, O'Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then day five, the big finale, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for the first time in my life.
I'm trying to think like a peanut butter cookie. They're not my favorite.
They're good.
But they're good.
They're good. That's something to try. That's for sure.
Yeah. Like if you haven't had like a peanut butter cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's delicious.
Like I said, it's very low on my cookie choice, but I mean, it is something to.
And about the
nutter butter?
PB&J, like regular plain just bread or just toasted? How do we do that?
That's just regular plain bread.
Yeah,
PB&J. Toast. You don't want it to be a toasted PB&J.
Nutter butter, as you mentioned. Yeah,
that's a good choice. Nutter butter.
Nutter butter.
Oh, what about those pretzels with the peanut butter already infused inside of them? Those are pretty darn good, too.
Why are they so addicting?
I don't know.
They're kind of mediocre, but they're so addicting.
I feel the same way.
There's certain ones that are better than others.
Those.
There's some that the peanut butter rattles around inside.
It's a little tiny.
You're like, what's going on?
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Those are my favorite ones. I feel like I'm eating science. This is a science experiment.
I'm eating science.
What about payday? What's in a payday?
It's just peanut butter wrapped in nougat wrapped in just peanuts.
It's covered in,
It's good, but I don't know.
The peanut donut.
I could live off of peanut butter or peanuts. I guess I could just live off of that. Pizza and peanut butter.
Yep.
I'd be huge. It'd be real big. But
yeah, you
Lise,
would.
Lise, hey, what's up, Lise? But if it was, coming, was a, huh? Ooh, Butterfinger. I've wanted to try Butterfinger, too.
Good. That's good. There's a lot of candy bars that
they changed
try.
It, though, man.
Did they change it a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's no good.
It's still okay, but...
What did
it's
they
not
do
like they took
they got
some,
a new flavor. They,
I think
they were
trying
like,
to make it flakier.
Yeah,
it's not as like
they scienced it up a bit, and I it's not as good.
Goddamn you, science!
I'm a purist with candy bars.
I don't believe in science anymore. Not after that.
You take your science back down to your chocolate factory.
What's a Mr. Good bar?
It's a Mr. Not Good.
It's a Hershey's with peanut little pieces of peanut.
They're just okay.
Oh, it's Hershey's?
Like an almond.
Yeah, you won't like Hershey's.
It's just peanuts inside.
But when you get those little variety packs, you know, those little miniature
candy bars. That's what I'm talking about,
bars.
Girl. Yeah, those little ones.
Oh, Henry. Henry is delicious, Dave.
I can't wait.
Oh, Henry is delicious.
And I that's ate all of the Mr. Good bars that were in that package. Like, that's what I go for.
Yeah.
But you won't like it because of the Hershey factor. But.
Yeah, I'm not a Hershey's chocolate guy. So if it's just Hershey's chocolate with peanuts in it, then doesn't sound like...
Snickers bar.
That's a payday here?
Yeah.
There's no just, chocolate in it at all.
It's just like if you're going to eat a chocolate... Honestly, if you want something like that, get the O. Henry because it's chocolate with caramel... And then peanuts and nougat like that, and it's a superior.
Payday's kick ass, I think.
But Snickers, I've always wanted to try.
You ever had No Henry?
Snickers is so good.
Yeah, I think I have had it. It's kind of like a Butterfinger. It's kind of like a Butterfinger, right? It's not.
No, it's like a Payday covered in chocolate, right, with caramel, but it's just like a Payday, isn't it?
I think I've never had a No Henry. I believe I've only had the Fifth Avenue.
Oh,
the Clark Bar. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, the Clark Bar.
Okay, it's peanuts, caramel, and fudge coated in chocolate.
Yeah, no. O. Henry used to be my favorite. I would actually painstakingly eat everything from the middle. I would chew it off like I was eating corn in a cab, and I would be left with a nuggety center.
Think of all the holiday treats, too, that I'll be able to try for the first time. There's so many things made with peanuts.
There's a ton, man.
I know.
There's a whole cheesecake family of peanut stuff.
Peanut butter cheesecake. Oh, my God. That looks so good.
Reese's peanut butter cup cheesecake.
Jesus.
Incredible. Is it incredible?
Just.
Well, again, fingers crossed, hopefully in a couple
That
weeks.
Might be what I, if I was like on death row, that
You'd
might
ask
be.
Ask for your last meal.
Your last meal would be Reese's peanut butter.
Reese's peanut butter. Before you juice me up with that poison, could you give me a big old slice of Reese's peanut butter pep?
Oh, that's, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Is it just like they sell it at the Reese's brand in the store kind of thing?
No. You got to find... A good place that does it right.
Yeah.
You got to find a place that does it right.
Yeah, really.
Like, don't just buy it in a
like
box.
Like Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm. They don't do it anymore.
They don't?
No, they do.
Theirs
a weird.
Awesome.
I had their version of it, which is this, and it's still delicious, but
it has cake in it.
Yeah,
now.
It's not. It's still really good, but it's not what you're looking for. You want just.
Yeah. Peanut butter cheesecake.
Yep. I don't need the cake. I don't know why they switched it up. Like, see that one right there?
Yeah, that's the one.
The middle one.
Yeah,
that one right there.
Chocolate
the
peanut
one,
butter cheesecake.
That
looks amazing.
Yeah, look at that.
Yippee, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Get the one right before I die.
My sweet, sweet
Bring Chuck one of these.
Before I strap that electricity right to my head.
shoot my eyeballs right out. But I don't want the cake. The cake part was takes away.
I hear what you're saying. I've had cheesecake with cake in it. It wasn't. Just want cheesecake.
Yeah, just cheesecake.
That's what I wanted.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully one day soon.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's some fake website selling designer dogs, and it's apparently a big scam. At least in Clearwater, residents have had thousands of dollars taken from them. And here's that story now from ABC Action News. Take a listen.
Half a dozen Clearwater residents and counting are out thousands of dollars.
Every family with a white picket fence wants a puppy.
Clearwater police say scammers are running these fake websites advertising designer pets.
I've not seen one this detailed, no. This is definitely unusual.
Lieutenant Michael Wallach says the average Joe may not notice the websites are fake. Take a look. Here are Boston Terriers for sale. And over here, these Schnauzers are half off. And these Maltipoos will run you under $1,000. Problem is, all three websites are fake, says Wallach.
The websites look really professional. Really? There's a lot of time taken into to design them. It looks really believable.
One huge red flag? You can't get anyone on the phone, only by email and text. They also ask you to pay by Zelle and Venmo, where you assume responsibility of where your money is going.
Then the online person will call back and or text back and say, hey, we need an additional $900 for an air-conditioned crate. And then text back and say, we need another $2,900 for an additional COVID response.
It turns out people may be especially vulnerable to this type of scam right now as they try to find companionship during this time of quarantine. But give the websites a closer glance and you'll find grammar and spelling errors. And recognize this name?
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that the Constitution says you do?
That's this guy from Breaking Bad. We track Max here to an actual breeder out of Oklahoma. They told us over the phone their pictures are constantly stolen for scams. Mm. And with these scammers probably working overseas, the victims will likely never get their money back. In Clearwater, Isabel Rosales, ABC Action News.
I can't imagine paying money out for a dog before even like seeing the
dog.
I don't get that.
I mean, I will say, I think even when I got Hershey, you do give them some money. You give them like a down payment. Now, mind you, it's the same. You've talked to someone. You've seen their Facebook. You've seen the puppies. But, I mean, anything could be a scam. But you do, it is some risk giving whatever. It was a couple hundred bucks or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a deposit almost.
A deposit.
I don't know if we did when we got Jameson. We just had to drive to Grand Rapids to pick him up. I don't think we ever had to give a deposit. As far as I know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wasn't really involved in it, so I just assumed that there was at least some given to kind of keep your place in line type of thing. Yeah. But
I'm on a list for a puppy right now, and they didn't ask for a deposit.
Oh, no. Maybe they don't then.
So what kind of puppy?
Golden Retriever.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
You got to bring that puppy in here, Lise. You got to bring that puppy into work.
She won't be able to concentrate.
It's true, yeah. A friend of ours just got scammed. Like a friend of a friend, and they loved, just like Jameson, they wanted a mini golden doodle.
Yeah.
So they found a place online, they were ordered it, they had to meet up somewhere to do the exchange.
Yeah.
And the dog was soaking wet.
Oh.
And she's like, why is he wet? She's like, oh, we just wanted to give him a bath, you know, before you got him, but we didn't have time to dry him. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They exchanged money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was wet because they won't. The dog looked nothing like what the picture was.
Oh, they just wetted his hair down?
He's not a mini golden doodle. In fact, now he's like 75 pounds.
He's like, I'm a possum.
75?
He's 75 pounds, and he's not a golden or a doodle. I don't know what he is. But they like wet him just to make him look so unrecognizable.
They like permed his hair up.
And now they can't be reached. It was like a total, they just sold her like a mutt.
That's crazy. Wow. I mean,
Like, I'm pretty sure you sold me a grizzly bear. It's staying not stop
Hey,
growing.
Best of luck. Thanks for that money, pal.
No returns.
Glad you did your research.
He is right behind me, and he is hungry. It is a very
boy,
scary.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, that's a big dog, right?
Yeah, it is. It's got those claws and stuff.
It looks like no other dog I've ever seen. I tell you that much.
Is he taller than you now?
He's huge. Yeah, he's taller than
me. Look at him get right up on his back feet.
Oh, God, he's hungry. Run! Play that, I mean, scream at him. I did all the bear training.
Yeah. Yeah, she was upset.
Yeah,
that you sucks.
She was expecting a tiny little dog. Now she's like, and he's not even a year yet, so he's going to get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you sure this isn't an alligator in a dog mask?
How big is that dog going to get?
Well, it's
that's
9 months.
Molly.
Right, and they keep growing till a year, they say.
But is it, okay, because I have, there's a friend of mine that has a, I guess it's just a golden doodle, but it's not like the miniature kind.
It's a regular size.
It's just a regular size.
They get up to like 75, 80 pounds.
Right. So is it, does it look just like that?
Not at all. It's neither golden nor doodle.
Has it got long hair?
It's kind of like wavy.
I wonder if it's like half, it's probably half chow, half, who knows?
I think they should, I told her, like, I'm sure you can go to someone where they can figure out.
Is a DNA test.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah, it's really, and they'll tell you exactly what breed.
Yeah, because.
How percentage of, like, poodle versus
there's
whatever.
Talk of trying to figure out what Harold is, because he's a wiener dog, but he's also something else, which gives him this incredible leaping ability. But then, you know, we looked into it. It's crazy how much money they want to DNA test your dog.
I didn't even know they could do that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's a crazy thing. Yeah, they'll be able to tell you every kind of...
But mixed breeds are great, too.
Oh, for sure. And she loves the dog.
Yeah,
right? She loves now that she's
had. Yeah,
she just has
dog.
A big dog.
Yeah, she just wasn't what she expected. Yeah. Okay, let me ask, speaking of trails, you know, there's trails right near our house, and I take Jameson for walks there all the time. So there's, like, the trails go, and you can go in many different directions.
Yes.
So it was Sunday morning. You know, I'm up early. It was, like, 7:30. I'm out with Jameson. We're on the trails. And this woman comes out from a side path on one of the trails, and she keeps looking at me. I think she's, like, a little... There's no one else around at this time. It's still 7:30.
Right.
It's me and her, Jameson. She kept looking back to me to see if I was still on her tail.
Right.
And
which you were.
Which I was. And then she turned the way that I was going to turn once. And then she turned another way that I was going to turn.
So you're just following her.
Right. And she kept looking back like all nervous. And I thought, well, is it up to me now?
Yeah.
Like,
you got to pass her.
The trail etiquette. What I do, let you have a drink of water. I handle it. I either bypass them, and you're fast, so you should be able. I don't know about little James. You might have to pick him up.
Yeah, I can't. I have to drag him across.
Right, you are the fastest walker I know because you have very long legs.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have. You could pass her. Or just stop and act like you're looking at something. Let her get way ahead.
Look at that tree.
I do that all the time.
Oh, that is pine. Is that pine?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, can't slowly gain. I think I just found an ant.
Right. So there's a couple of options. Or go the other way. I mean, another way on the trail. But if you don't want to, you've got to either do one of those.
He's got a route and he sticks to it. You know what I mean?
The other way is much shorter, right? I wanted to go the long way around. I'm out and I'm on the shorter walk. And... But I thought, is etiquette? Should I have stopped? Should I have waited? You know, and she was far enough in front of me that I was getting closer, obviously, as Lisa said, I walked faster. But I got my little puppy dog on a leash, and we're just walking. She kept doing like the...
You can't walk right behind her, though.
No, I wouldn't just linger the whole time.
Yeah, just still here.
That's the worst, right?
There was a couple I couldn't get off my trail. Like, they were just always around, and they were annoying. I'm like, please, just go away. I'm out in nature trying to be away from people.
Everybody's so extra jumpy, too. Like, Lisa, when we leave... Like, she'll gain on me because I'm walking slower down the hallway there or whatever. And, like, I hear, like, just, like, the slightest little, like behind me. And then I'm like,
and now I'm like, I'm right behind you, Andy.
Yeah, she's got to warn me now.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you handle it, Chuck? Do you?
I stay in my house.
There you go. Or you could do that.
Yeah. I do not hit the trails.
Listen, hit the trails time, for those ants.
No, listen, Lise, you have to understand, the last time I hit a trail...
I'm walking. I saw a couple people, but I'm walking. I'm like trying to pick ants up or whatever. And then I heard a noise and I turned around and it was a cop car on the trail. Like he was just, they send a cop car through
because of you. You look creepy.
But it's possible, but I think they just have a random patrol that goes through this pathway. And I was like, man, I didn't expect to see a full cop car out here, but.
If I encountered someone like you or you on the trail, on the ground, and I wouldn't know what you were doing, I would just think you were crazy.
Yeah. He's got a magnifying glass.
Oh, my God.
I had my safari hat on.
What is he doing?
Totally. Everyone would think he's crazy. I would totally be like, that guy is nuts.
I'm lifting up pieces of wood.
What is he? What is he doing? What is he looking for?
Treasure.
This is just like, I swear I saw a man searching for ants.
I would never suspect that. I mean, I might.
I legitimately caught one in front of a lady.
Did you just like
scream
and
I love your joyful scream.
But I'll tell you what I did do. I realized it and, you know, clipped him in and like, I was like, sweet. And then I looked and I was like, oh, hi. Oh, you were watching me this whole time chasing an ant. And it was like, they run, right? So you're like.
What did the person, like, it was a lady? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Trying to catch it.
What did
she
say?
Don't you have like an ant call or something you can call?
An ant call.
No, I'd have to spit pheromones out.
What did the lady say though?
Nothing. She just stared at me, and then she just went on. I'm like, just go.
You are crazy. Right?
Yeah, of course.
That's it. Because she's like, crazy. Oh, my God.
And then the cops showed up.
That guy in his cargo shorts, his safari hat. What's he doing down there?
I would
there?
Assume that she did call the cops. But the cop didn't say
you
anything to me.
You always have the cops called on you. Well,
just live a life of trouble.
You found a dog.
Life of trouble. He's collecting ants. Life of trouble.
He's just reckless. Got one of those faces, you know?
Yeah.
He's not Indiana Jones. He's collecting ants.
I don't know if you know this, Lise, but I'm the bad boy of ant collecting.
Oh, yeah.
He's a renegade.
Yeah.
Oh, so my God. An ant collector.
You said it. Not me.
I've never seen anyone do
the
that.
The bad boy of ant collecting is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. In fact, I'm adding that to all my bios.
Bad boy of ant collecting.
Right now, write that down. Don't forget it.
Bad boy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I would. I mean, as Lisa says, maybe now I would. If I saw someone doing that, I think, oh, they're getting ants. But before that, before I realized you were doing that, I'm not sure what I would expect if I saw like a guy like you on the ground with a hat. I would think there's another crazy guy, homeless crazy guy.
Yeah.
Be like, well, that guy's doing something.
And then I'd just try to leave. Yeah, you just assume that I was on something.
I would not call the cops, though.
I would not call the cops.
No, I mean, you're not threatening anyone.
That's the thing. I know the cops couldn't have been called on me. It must have been just a random thing. They drive through this park. The trails are wide enough that you could get a car down them.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't ask me any questions. So if it would have been like, hey, there's a maniac who's just like crawling around on the ground in the middle of this park. He would have asked me some stuff.
Yeah.
He just rolled by me like it was like I was just in his way for a second, you know?
Yeah. It's not like you had like a magnifying monocle or anything.
No, because what I would do is I would like listen to music. So I'm listening to music full blast and I'm hunting for ants. So I don't hear anyone behind me. I was probably walking with a cop car right behind me for who knows how long.
And you just didn't hear it.
Right. I didn't even hear it.
I'm the same. I walk with my music blaring, so I don't know if anyone's
It is
me.
Weird. You got to like keep extra aware of your surroundings.
Well, Jameson normally gives me a clue, right? He'll look back. I'm like, oh, somebody's coming. He's always on guard.
Yeah.
So that's why. So I said, some guys pick up chicks at the park. Chuck picks up ants.
Yep. The bad boy, the ant.
And people are wondering why you do it, Chuck. It's just a hobby, right?
It's like...
You haven't done it in a long time.
Oh, right? I've got like four different...
No, ant. But going and hunting, you've been on trails.
No, because now what I realize is... If I wait long enough, ants just come to me.
You're the ant whisperer?
Yeah, it's come to me.
Or is it because your kids are leaving crumbs of food all over the ground outside so the plants are attracted?
I think what it is now, is I realize that at any given time, there are ant queens around you all the time. Uh-huh. That before you probably have seen them and just not realized.
I don't really.
You just look down and you're like, oh, that's just an ant. No, it's not. It's an ant queen.
That's a queen.
And I'll catch it. And so I think I have five different ant queens.
So you don't.
The problem is trying to get them to live a long time is very hard.
Oh.
It's very hard.
So you're not exactly the ant whisperer yet.
Well, these guys have been alive for a while. They've got.
You're close.
Bad boy ant collecting. I just like. You don't pick them up and like let them talk to you or anything. You're not a true whisperer of the ants.
Yes, I do talk to you. No, I don't.
My God.
But I am their god.
Is this like a song you play? I forgot all about it.
What is this now?
The ants go marching one by one.
The song will get right in your head too, man.
There was these little toys when I was a kid called army ants.
Oh yeah, I remember those. They were cool, kind of.
Yeah,
they would have like army helmets on them, and like,
you think
guns.
That's what got you into it?
I remember thinking that they were very cool.
Yeah,
army ants.
They were like a toy, and they were ants, but then they would have like guns.
Yeah,
did they have a TV show?
They might have.
I don't remember Army Ants.
Yeah, Mom, listen, you shouldn't be in your wheelhouse, Lisa.
No, but my brothers, I usually would see everything from them.
Yeah, Army Ants were cool. They did have a cartoon. Oh, that was just for the commercial.
Yeah, it could be just for the commercial.
Yeah, I remember those things.
I was like a muscle man.
Yeah, that's what they kind of were, a weird thing. But
they have guts you can squish and squash.
Squash, squish and squash. That was part of the song. There was a real great song that went along with it.
They're a discontinued toy soldier line from Hasbro.
Can't believe I missed out on that.
Yep.
I remember them being around somewhere.
With guts that swish and squash or something like that. There's some kind of ant song.
There's a little peek into Chuck's ant mind now. Yeah. We know how it may have developed.
The best ant song.
A Michigan woman known as Biker Granny.
Okay.
Celebrated her 103rd birthday by getting her first tattoo.
Yeah.
At 103.
Might as well.
Did someone tell her, though, it's going to ruin her life?
No, they didn't. Some photos of her getting it done there. Dorothy Pollock celebrated her 103rd birthday at a Muskegon nursing home, and her family said they soon realized they had to get her out into the real world. She's extremely hard of hearing, so they couldn't even talk to her on the phone, but she got busted out of lockdown Friday.
What a frog!
That's what she got. Her first tattoo is a small frog on her arm.
Well, like a tree frog?
She said, it's pretty exciting because years ago my grandson wanted me to get one and I wouldn't do it. All of a sudden I decided I needed to have one, and if I could get one, a frog, because I love frogs.
Like, hell yeah. Fired up, Dane.
She has a passion for frogs.
Yeah. Tattoo artist who works at AWOL Custom Tattooing in Muskegon, Michigan, said it's the oldest person he's ever tattooed. He said she took it like a champ, too. He didn't even see her wince once.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure she knew what was happening.
No, she's going to wake up and she's going to be like, what is this?
I can't wash it off. I got to see a doctor about this.
Damn, frog bit me.
I got a frog mole.
It's cancer. That's how I'm going. Look at it.
Frog cancer.
Yeah, that's skin cancer. But also, she probably can't see too well, so it just looks like a green blob.
Green.
Oh, boy, that's it. No. That's the end.
Got mold.
I got something's going on there.
Yeah.
Chop it off.
After her tattoo, which is a first, another first, she took a motorcycle ride. She's always wanted to do that.
Well, wait, how is she biker grandma?
I know.
If she's never taken a...
I don't know. That's a good question.
She's always wanted to. That's why they call her biker grandma.
I guess.
But she never did it.
I guess.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. How far did your parents go to scare you straight?
Like you were a rotten kid and they decided they had to pull out all the stops to try and get you on a better path. Mm-hmm. How far did they go to do that for you? If you've got a story you can share, you can reach out to us on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or you can text us at 46969. We bring it up because a story is coming out of Florida. It's not a recent one, but the video has just come to light of an 8-year-old boy that is scared straight because the cops put him in handcuffs and take him to the slammer.
Oh.
At 8 years old.
Dave, this isn't going to go to another child abuse thing, is it?
Sure is.
Okay, no child abuse. No child abuse.
No, that's what my parents did. They just beat my ass. Dave.
Jason the Jew, no child abuse. There's your heads up there for... hopefully we pay attention to it.
I'll pay attention. I just can't promise you'll have anything coming through.
Yeah. All right. Okay. A civil rights attorney, Ben Crump, claims that the Key West police went way too far to scare this kid. Here's a little bit of the video.
Right here. All right, again. I'm Officer Wade. So you know where you're going?
Okay.
Going to jail.
You're going into jail. So you need to stand up and put your hands behind your back.
Well, first what I want you to do... put your hands right here,
all right? Yeah, just traumatize this kid for the rest of his life, huh?
Forever.
He's going to be like NWA all the way. This is his parents' idea?
Yeah.
He's eight.
He's so small, his hands are too tiny for the cuffs. And they fall right off his wrists. The kid's only 3.5 feet tall. He only weighs 64 pounds here.
Nah.
Zip tie him, dude.
Yeah.
Zip tie him.
Zip tie him. Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to get the cuffs on him, and it's not working.
Your hands are too small.
It's the weirdest thing.
Keep your hands in front of you like this. Okay.
I mean, I get it. I've done this when to Stella.
Had the cops fake arrest her?
No, I took her to jail.
Oh.
I drove her to the jail.
You drove her right to the jail?
Yeah. My dad did the same thing to me.
Yeah. That's a solid move.
Threw me in the police station for stealing a Kit Kat bar.
Really?
Follow him.
So body cam footage shows them lecturing this kid as they lead him out of the elementary school into the back of the squad car. He was actually taken to a real jail for processing, like just like an adult.
Oh, man. My dad always said, don't ever call me boy if you're in jail.
Yeah, my dad just knew I knew not to call him.
Who is that there? The teacher, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the teacher or his mother. Several people have been sharing the video online. One politician says it's unbelievable. Police should have no role in punishing our kids or pulling stunts like this in our own schools. What led to this? I guess this kid punched his teacher. And cops were called to the school for that. And his parents said, listen, he's out of control. We need to do something. He cursed at the teacher, said, my mom's going to beat your ass, bitch.
Jeez. And
then he punched the teacher in the tit with his right hand.
Got you right in the tit.
And then the parents said, we got to take action. He's out of control.
It's a really weird decision, I think.
Yeah, parents don't know how to...
Well, that's the thing. That's just it.
Effectively.
Key West police say that they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, other than just, you know, waste your actual police time.
Right.
Doing this.
For, like, adult crimes.
You know, like, you could have been maybe out there catching somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some real stuff. But, I don't know. Like, for me, I drove Stella to the police station, or to the jail parking lot. And I was like, all right, let's go. We're going inside.
Oh, no. Did she freak out? Was she bawling?
Freaking out.
So do you remember what led to that moment? Like, she obviously pushed you over the edge. Something
it wasn't
happened.
Me. It was like, she's out of control. I don't know if you know this, but Stella is out of control. And so, but it worked for like a while. Mm. It worked, like it kind of like made her realize,
I
gotta stop. I gotta stop. So,
well, it's just different. You know, my dad
back to jail.
My dad would have just took a belt out.
Yes, a mindset.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I can't do that. No. So it's like, okay, well, my hands are kind of tied here.
Right.
What am I gonna do?
jail. Okay, yeah. Honestly, Chuck, you had some cop buddies, and they offered to do this. Would you let them when instead of taking her to jail?
I don't. I didn't want any witnesses to what I was doing because my daughter was really upset. Mm. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't have wanted anyone else involved. It was that's just a private thing for me. I wouldn't have wanted the big
show.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially, you know, everything nowadays, like, look, even the cops themselves were like recording it. I was like, Everybody records everything. So Let's just keep it off the news.
You got to keep it off the news. Yeah, that's the goal.
Radio host traumatizes daughter.
But then my buddies get in trouble because, they were on police time. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, guys. I didn't mean any of that to happen. Oh, you lost your jobs. You're not cops anymore. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So an 8-year-old kid from Florida who punched his teacher, the cops came and put him in a cop car and took him to prison just to, you know, scare him straight. How far did your parents go to scare you straight? That's not child abuse. Jackie's going to start us off in Beverly. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
My mother caught my sister and I playing with matches, so she thought she'd teach us a lesson and show us what happens when she puts our baby dolls up on fire.
And burned all your baby
she
dolls.
Lit your dolls on fire.
Yeah, lit my dolls on fire to show us what would happen if we played with matches, that we'd go up in flames.
She just burned all your dolls.
Poor baby dolls.
Did it affect you, Jackie? Like, did you stay away from fire after that?
I sure did.
Well, we screamed bloody blue murder during the process, but then when it was all over, we just went back to playing with matches again.
Yeah,
no, so it didn't work at all.
Change
did not work at all. If your dad Chuck had have lit your G.I. Joes ablaze to teach you a lesson,
he would have known not to do that. There are certain things you don't do.
It's a sacred Joes.
There are certain things you don't do to me. I think they knew there were certain things you couldn't take away from me.
Yeah,
and there was like. Because even I had something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the bit of Stella is inside of me as well.
Oh, God, yes.
And so...
You were like, the Joes are untouchable.
Like, my video game stuff was untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, you could take everything away, like, but the video game stuff...
Yeah.
I would have had to kill somebody for you to take my video game stuff away. That's, like, the level of...
That's the punishment?
Wow. Yeah.
I think about the... baby doll hair, though, it's synthetic.
So it just goes up. Just,
you could light your whole place on fire.
Oh, yeah. You better take them outside and put them in a fire pit.
Yeah, the mom and the daughters, none of them knew fire safety.
Lit the whole place down, burned to the ground.
Those would go up so fast.
So fast.
Especially like back in like the 80s when like smell no one hair. Even.
Yeah, there was no regulations.
No. Pure poisonous chemicals.
Now I would hope that dolls are not flammable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'd hope.
But
back then.
Yeah. They were just gasoline.
They were made from pure petroleum.
Yeah, exactly. Megan's in Boston. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're talking about what your parents did to scare you straight when you acted up.
So my mother hired her students at the school she taught at to pretend to be social workers to scare me straight.
Like they were going to come and take you out of the house kind of thing.
Yes, they used to come and they would tell me I was a bad kid and that basically they put me in jail if I kept it up.
What kind of stuff were you doing? Like, were you a horrible girl?
I wasn't that bad. Just smoking a little weed.
Oh, smoking at what age?
Probably 14.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's I mean, if you were a 10-year-old weed smoker, then I'd have some issues.
Yeah. It's like...
all I ever had happen to me, like all my dad ever did, like the ultimate punishment, like he'd ground me, and then I'd have to be at his house with him.
Yeah,
that's one of the worst things you could have happen to that.
He knew the punishment. He knew the punishment.
No,
oh God. Yeah, they know what works. And James, your parents did it. You said you stole a
Kit Kat bar from a grocery store, and I decided I was going to eat it in the back seat of the car on the way home. And my parents were like, "Where'd you get that candy bar from?" And they realized I stole it. So my dad took me to the police station crying. I was crying in the back seat thought. I'm like, I am going to get locked up for life.
Yep.
I am going to jail. And I've never stolen
my dad was that more worked. Like, I'm going to give you time to call the police.
Oh, yeah.
And then they won't find you.
No. What boy?
Yeah.
There's never a boy here.
Jerry's in Florida. No. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. So, what'd your parents do to scare you straight?
When I was 11, I got caught smoking pot in the house. And that night, my dad, he took me to the lake. And it's like 11 o'clock at night. And he made me grab a cinder block and walk into the lake, telling me if I'm going to waste my life on drugs, I might as well just go ahead and end it now. And that kind of traumatized me for a little bit, but it really didn't.
That'll do it. Yeah, no, that'll do it. You cinder block yourself to death.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness, but 11-year-old? Okay.
Go so kill
you
yourself,
you find your 11-year-old smoking pot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be cool with that. I'd have to, something would have to happen to make him realize that's not.
No, but a cinder block.
A cinder block. Yeah. I'm not going to drown. I'm pretending.
I'm standing in the middle of that lake with that cinder block now.
Jesus. Successive. Oops, I dropped it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
A boy dropped cinder block. Cinder dropped it.
He sank to the bottom.
Yeah. This person texted in, my mom and dad constantly had a babysitter for me, and I kept telling them, I'm all right. I can stay home by myself. Their bright idea was then to say, okay, you can stay by yourself. But they had someone pretend to break in and scare the crap out of me. But I kind of home alone them. I heard them trying to come in, and instead of being scared and hiding in the corner, I did hide in the corner with a bat. As soon as he got inside the door, I whacked him over the back of the head with a baseball bat, gave him a concussion. I called the cops. My parents had a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
Well, number one, you left your child alone. Like, you did. You left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you set this whole thing up. But the cops don't care. You left your kid alone.
Yeah, that's the main.
Oh, that's so bad. That's worst case scenario as a parent trying to set something up.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy, too. Your kid made a guy different in the head.
Exactly.
Yeah, the buddy that you got to just teach him a lesson ends up getting knocked unconscious.
I thought about just killing him.
Why am I tied to this chair, man?
Hey, how you doing? You finally woke up?
What are you doing with that bat, dude?
Well.
Oh, no.
Got yourself in a predicament.
Yeah, this is, your parents set this up. It was
sure,
supposed to...
Sure. Oh, keep talking. Okay. You know what? We don't need that tongue, do we? See what I got here. Pliers.
No. Oh, you sick little bastard.
It's my Swiss Army knife.
Oh, hey,
yep.
Oh, I'm dark-sided.
I can't make them. You're talking about them.
It's half a tongue.
Got no tongue. That explains it. Mm-hmm. Jason's in Fort Myers. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord. What did your parents do to scare you straight?
All right. So, long story short, I forgot my lunch one day. I was like 11. And I was, like, starving. Well, my teacher, I knew that she kept this bag of candy in her desk drawer. So when she stepped out of the room, like, I ran up and, like, I grabbed a handful of candy out of her drawer. And when she came back in the room, she immediately knew. And, like, apparently she was so upset that, like, she sent me to the principal's office and everything like that. They called my parents. My stepmom, her mother worked for the police department. So they had a police officer come to the school, escort me from class in front of everyone.
So just like this video.
Take me down to the station. What's that?
Just like the video we were talking about. They arrested the kid at school.
Mm.
Yeah. They arrested me at school, took me down. She took me down to the station. They made me sit in a jail cell for 15 minutes, took my fingerprints and everything else, and, like, basically scared the living hell out of me. The best part of this whole story, though, is, like, 20 years later, I'm 21 going into fire school, and they actually filed my fingerprints. And so I almost didn't even get into fire school because the cops actually filed my thing.
Imagine that.
Because of fake arrest at 11?
I had to call, and, like, they had to figure it all out, and then they realized, like, oh, it was an error. And then the guy in the part, he still worked for the department, he ended up getting in trouble because he wasn't even supposed to do that.
See?
It was a freaking cluster of mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine that. You do something like that, and then you ruin your child's career.
Yeah.
Like, they all.
Why would they file an 11-year-old's fingerprints?
Yeah, I can't believe they put it in the, like, actual booked file. To be honest, it's not the dumbest idea in the world because you already know you're dealing with someone who has a really high chance that they're going to go into a life of crime.
Mm.
So, because at 11, when they're already up to no good and they've had to be fake arrested.
He stole some candy out of a teacher's drawer. Yep. It's not like you knife someone.
Let's keep those prints on file because I bet they're going to come in handy.
He's going to be doing other stuff later.
This text said parents would always threaten to take us back to the hospital to get their money back, like Walmart Walmart refund style.
Oh. Yeah.
One day when I was 11, my aunt was delivering my cousin. My parents didn't tell us. They took us to the hospital. And when we got in the parking lot, they said, well, we're finally getting our money back today. Absolutely scared me straight. Another one said, when my son was 5, we caught him playing with a lighter. He burned the carpet. So his grandfather called him pretending to be Santa. They had a lengthy conversation that scared the hell out of him. It worked.
Wow.
Dad didn't have to say much.
No.
I was just like, okay, man.
Okay, gotcha. Another one said, I got scared straight by getting kicked out of the house. Real life homeless is effing scary, especially in Boston. I couldn't kick my kid.
No, just like actually leave him to the street.
Like, we're locking the doors.
Well,
you can't come in.
He hasn't done enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. My kids, I'm lucky, right?
Yeah,
they have, you know, little kid stuff that comes up, but nothing crazy, nothing out of control.
Right.
I'm not to call the cops on my kids yet.
Right.
That's good.
A few more calls here. We're talking about how far your parents went to scare you straight when you screwed up. Dennis is in Boston. What'd you do, dude?
Yeah, my mom caught me smoking weed in my room one night in like high school, and she called the police on me.
Yeah, that sucks.
The cops came to the house.
I had like a weed vaporizer, so like a pack, and it doesn't like burn it. It cooks it, and it smells a lot like burnt toast, but different. And I was hitting it up in my room, like kind of late at night, but like not super late. And suddenly my mom bursts into the room like, what's that smell? And I ditch it under my pillow. Ugh. And I just start going off like, oh, I don't know, like maybe it's something in the kitchen. And then so she starts getting more and more suspicious and questioning. And eventually it turns up. Eventually she figures it out. And it's all hazy because I was pretty baked at the time.
It's all pretty hazy. So what did you don't remember what the cops did when they got there?
Actually, there's a funny story in between when they showed up. I was in the hallway outside my room, and my anxiety was going off because I was getting yelled at from both sides, my dad and my mom, and like what are you doing? You're gonna burn the house down. Like, why are you smoking weed in the house? And I'm like, I'm not like burning anything. And then I collapsed to the floor because like I passed out.
Oh no!
They ran down. You fainted.
Yeah. And then the next thing I know, I'm down in the living room, sitting on the couch. There's like 3 police officers and 2 paramedics in our living room. They're like snapping their fingers in front of my eyes.
Well, they thought you OD'd or something, right? Yeah. I'm sure that's what they thought.
It's opioids.
It's just opioids. Fentanyl.
Yeah. Get them one of them pens.
It was just weed. And like, they're asking me questions, like the sobriety questions, like, oh, who's the president? Like, oh, what's the date? Like, stuff like that. And I'm answering all the questions and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it was just stress. Like, I passed out from stress. You're all yelling at me and stuff.
That's too funny. Stress.
Yeah.
Calm. But I guess the parents did, like, that makes more sense. If I think my kid passed out and I don't know what drug he's taking, then I may call the authorities.
Get all freaked out. My dad always thought he found everything was dope to him. He was just it's dope.
Yep.
He's like, you're on that bag. Dope. What's his bag for? Dope. Yeah. Like, it was a sandwich in it, Dad.
The Brister would strip a house like a Secret Service. He would just rip it to shreds. He'd find. My brother would think he had the greatest hiding spots of all time, and then it like 4 hours would go by, and they'd be like, bingo. He came downstairs one time with a bunch of metal, like a pipe that my brother had made out of
steamroller
machined parts. He said, God damn it.
Charlie,
what the hell is this? I'm like, Dad, that looks like a pipe to me. It's just parts from the factory. Like, that's right. It's parts from the factory that your son, not this one, has fashioned into a pipe to smoke weed.
I love the
bingo.
Well, he'd find it. He'd be like, I found a fish tank. Charlie. I found a fish tank with a balloon inside and some kind of pump. What the hell is that? You found the iron lung. That's what Drew calls the iron lung.
This email came in here. This guy said, my two brothers and I weren't the most well-behaved kids until this event. We used to think it was funny to take our seatbelts off while my mom was driving and cover our eyes from behind her. Cover her eyes? Oh, my God.
That's the most horrible thing.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I hate my kids. Oh, my God.
We found it hilarious. She obviously didn't. She drove us right to the police station when she had enough, had a cop come out and tell us the dangers of not wearing our seatbelts. The cop took us to see all the mangled cars from accidents. One in the lot still had blood all over the scattered windshield.
Jeez.
Needless to say, scared us straight.
Yeah.
They always tried that in high school. They'd put the wrecked car out in the front.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a bummer.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Mike's in Boston. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Ripcord.
Ripcord. Talking about how your parents scared you straight when you were acting up.
So, let's flip it. I'm the parent, and we're trying to scare our children straight.
Yeah.
I've got a child who's just about 7, and sometimes she gets really smart mouth and really can talk to a 40-year-old like she's 25. So, we kind of told her, you know, this kind of thing happened with your brother, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. And she's like, what are you talking about? I don't have a brother. And I said, well, mom and dad had a son named Alex, and he was really fresh, and we sent him to China. And you'll be heading there next if you can't keep, you know, you can't keep your mouth, you know, so fresh. You're going to end up just like him. So one day she came home from school, and there was like a color system. You know, you start at green, and if you misbehave, you might go to yellow or progress to orange or red, whatever. So she comes home kind of not really whimpering, but kind of sad coming off the bus. And she said that she knew she would be going to China soon because she went down to yellow. So it was kind of something that the teachers kind of asked her something about, what do you mean you're going to China? And she said, yeah, my brother's in China, and I might be going there because I can't behave.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. Right in an Amazon box.
That's
right,
a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Just going to ship me off to China.
That's what they did to Alex, my brother.
Never met him. I didn't meet my oldest brother. He's in China. He was sent there by my folks.
That would get in your
writing
head.
It all down.
That
like,
would get in your head as a
sure
kid.
Sure it would.
Right?
Sure it would.
When you think you had a sibling that was shipped
you
off.
You got to clear that one up quick.
Yeah, you do.
Because if something happens to you and then they just live, they're like, Alex! Alex, where are you? God damn it!
I spend their life in China.
I searched all of rural China.
Never once found my brother.
I was all over rural China.
Someone said, on a road trip with my parents, my brother and I were fighting, so they pulled over on the highway and said, get out. We're done with you two. Made us get out while they were going to just get off at the next exit and come get us. They didn't realize the next exit was like 45 minutes away. They found us huddled on the side of the highway like an hour and a half later.
Oh, my God.
That's how you lose your kids.
That's exactly it.
Someone else said that my mom used to tell me that mannequins were bad kids in the store that would touch stuff. And when they did, they'd freeze.
That'll mess you up.
Oh, right? My God.
Oh, that's another one of those bad kids.
I love that story.
That's what I'm going to use.
You know,
that's terrifying.
It's when the kid who didn't listen, he touched something he wasn't supposed to. You want to live in the store for the rest of your life as a mannequin?
Yeah. Frozen in time.
You're alive in there, but you can't move.
Can you hear him scream?
Listen to him scream. Listen, you can almost hear it.
That is terrifying. Absolutely. Don't do that to your kids. Don't do it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.